France Telecom, now known as Orange, is one of the largest telecommunication companies in the world. In the early 2000s, after the company was privatized, executives were looking to lay off more than 22,000 people. The problem was that many of their workers were still public service employees and they were protected under French labor laws. France Telecom's solution was to make working conditions so bad that the employees would leave, but their efforts had a much darker outcome. Between 2008 and 2009, 35 France Telecom employees died by suicide. Investigations into the company led to seven former France Telecom executives being put on trial for the, quote, psychological harassment of their employees. The final day of the trial is tomorrow, and if convicted, these executives face up to a year in prison and fines. Joining me now is Sarah Waters, a professor of French studies at the University of Leeds and the author of Suicide Voices, Labor Trauma in France. Sarah, thanks for being on The Takeaway.
Yes, thank you. Nice to talk to you.
So can you give us some examples of what exactly the executives did at France Telecom to pressure their employees to leave the company?
Yes. So as you said, the company at the time was faced with a dilemma. They wanted to get rid of 22,000 employees, but they didn't have the formal legal instruments to do so. So what they did was they put in place management strategies across the company, which have been defined by prosecutors as psychological bullying. One of the tactics that they used was forced redeployment. So employees in the company basically had to change jobs or move to new cities on a continuous basis. Other employees were bullied. They were sent emails asking them to leave. They were belittled in front of others. They were humiliated. So we're talking here about, you know, really nasty techniques that were used by management because they were so, they needed to reach their target, but they couldn't dismiss their employees. And so we have this very perverse situation where they targeted the person's emotions and the person's mind.
Are we seeing this trend happening outside of France? Is this the way that employers are beginning to treat employees beyond France? And are work suicides getting worse?
Sure. What I would say very strongly is that work suicides isn't something that's happening within one company. It isn't something which is particular to France Telecom, nor is this a French problem. Work suicides, according to the statistics that we have available, are on the rise across the international stage. I see this as a symptom. Way back in the 19th century, the French sociologist Émile Durkheim wrote this groundbreaking book on suicide, and he said, it's a mirror onto societies. And I think these suicides are telling us that this is not a good moment for labor. This is not a good moment for people's rights. And we need to sort of reverse things and we need a shift. So it's a symptom. It's not something that's just happening within one company or in one place.
Is there anything that workers can or should do if they're feeling this way?
Well, certainly if an employee is feeling suicidal, the most important thing is to reach out and to talk. There is huge, considerable awareness of the issue of mental health within the workplace. And the most important thing is to talk to others, is not to feel alone, is to reach out and communicate what those difficulties are.
Sarah Waters is a professor of French studies at the University of Leeds and the author of Suicide Voices, Labor Trauma in France. Sarah, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
And hey, everyone, if you or someone you know is struggling with depression or suicidal thoughts, please consider calling the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.